Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Hebbing. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Morris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ed Morris. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maines. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, General Crowder. And now, play ball. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead takes first base on ball four. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a line drive into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Flagstead moves to second. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer throws to second for one, and Reagan throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. O'Rourke moves to second. One out. Heinie Maines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Rourke moves to third. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte strikes out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Maines. The throw from Hebbing and he is safe. Maines steals second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reagan. The throw from Mannion and he is out, Kress applying the tag. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. McGowan moves to second. Two outs. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon misplays the ball. That's an error on Brannon. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tate. Blue reaches second base with a double. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams throws the ball into Meyer, who relays the ball to Reagan, who tags O'Rourke trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Blue scores. One out. It's 1-0, Browns. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-for-1 in the game. Brannon hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McGowan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-1 in the game. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-1 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0-for-1 in the game. Morris hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-1 in the game. Crowder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Blue strikes out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Crowder moves to second. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maynish takes first base on ball 4. Crowder moves to third. O'Rourke moves to second. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. Crowder scores. O'Rourke scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Flagstead hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. Tote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brannon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shult, who is chasing the ball. Meyer reaches third base with a triple. Flagstead goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Meyer tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Browns. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0 for 2 in the game. Brannan hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. McGowan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 2 in the game. Mannion strikes out. Two outs. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crowder hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Wally Gerber. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 2 in the game. Heving bunts in front of the plate. Mannion fields it and throws to first for the out. Rothrock moves to second. One out. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0 for 2 in the game. Morris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Flagstead for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Rothrock now playing shortstop. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Blue hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Blue reaches second base with a double. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke bunts towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to third. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mainisch strikes out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Schult hits a pop-up towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 3 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue throws to second for one, and Kress throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a pop-up towards the mound. Crowder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0 for 3 in the game. Brannon bunts towards the mound. Morris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kress moves to second. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. McGowan bunts towards the mound. Morris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kress moves to third. Brannon moves to second. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kress scores. Brannon moves to third. McGowan moves to second. It's 4-2, Browns. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 3 in the game. Mannion hits a pop-up towards short. Rothrock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brannon scores. McGowan moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-2, Browns. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Rothrock reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 2 in the game. Heving is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Rogel pinch hits for Ed Morris. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.